Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we're hoping to give you a little bit of information on some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse that's on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part, and it's hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, Kix Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast again this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country, and this will give you an opportunity to tell some of your family and friends in the surrounding counties to catch the evening broadcast, or even people here at home that happen to be working or something and couldn't tune in. You let them know, family and friends from other states can also listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even to review some of the previously recorded Clay County broadcasts from Kix Country. I want to thank Del Hollow Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. You can call starting today and give us the names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Now, today's drawing will include the week of last week through today, so that's July the 31st through August the 6th. When you call, just leave a message. Call on 931-435-5574. Win that delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake on Thursday, and it could be you if you call in and if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway, or this morning about midway through the show for this past week's announcements and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after about 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of August the 7th through August the 13th. When you call, please be sure and wait for the tone to start speaking and speak slowly and clearly so we can get all the correct information. And don't forget to leave your name, too. We want the birthday or anniversary announcement, but we'd like to include who has called in. And I had somebody this morning that failed to leave their name, but that's okay. You know, we'll still make the birthday announcement. It's just nice to mention your name, too. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for somebody. And I want to thank all of you callers so far. I've talked to a bunch of you, and I know for a fact you're enjoying those birthday cakes. Want to thank you, Frank Walters, especially for your contributions and your support in a lot of different activities within our community. He's always willing to help and is a very good supporter of our athletics and other community events. We got a good show for you for the next hour, so get that extra cup of coffee and sit back and get ready. On the lineup this morning, I've got Clay County High School football coach Dickie Brown. And also, Kathy Merritt will be with their Merchant Association. Is going to be here to, we're going to kind of co-host. I keep saying Ben and Jerry, but that's ice cream, right?
Right, Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Anyway, we're going to kind of co-host this, the rest of the show together. But we'll return after this short break with Coach Brown, and we'll get a word from our sponsors briefly.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're sitting here at the old courthouse on the square in Salina, and I've been joined by Coach Dickie Brown. He's here with us this morning. He's our Clay County High School football coach, and we're glad to have him this morning. Welcome, Coach Brown.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on here to let everybody know what's going on with our program.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, it's football season ramping up.
Well, we're finishing our second week this mm-hmm. week. We open up 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Awesome.
Over in Jackson County. So,
very good. It's
football time.
It is football time. It's not hardly cool enough right now, but the rain's here, so all that kind of goes along with it.
Well, the rain has helped.
Yeah.
And it has been a little hot. It's, you know, when you get the heat indexes like we've had the last few days up in the plus 100s, you know, it kind of slows you down about what you can do. And, you know, we take a lot of precautions for the kids. You know, the safety comes first for them.
Absolutely.
So, you know, plenty of water breaks. As a matter of fact, we haven't even been going out in full pads for a couple of days, just going out in shorts and shoulder pads and letting them take their helmets off when they're not actually in the drill to cool off, try to get that core temperature down. Water breaks every 20 minutes and shortening practice by, you know, 20, 30 minutes to get them out.
Yeah, so, that humidity's rough.
Right, it's bad, and you know, I know that the seasons evolve, but you know, back 30, 40 years ago, I don't remember starting before. You started in mid-August, and your first games are in September, and now because of all the diversity in sports, you know, they feel like you push football forward 2 or 3 weeks to try to allow for the youth groups to play basketball and get their AAUs out of the way along with the high school balls, so they get baseball started, and you know, it's a year-round thing, but it's hurt football as far as the
yeah,
the,
it has. It certainly has. And it's, you know, there's no way to get around. There's not a comfort flip of a switch you can change the environment, you know, like inside a gym or
inside the gym you can.
Yeah,
you can turn the air conditioning
yeah.
on. A lot of the gyms are air conditioned, and that's part of the problem, I think, 30 or 40 years ago back. Of course, I'm a dinosaur, but, you know, back when I played in the 70s, most of the kids didn't have air conditioning, so you were acclimatized
to
the heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were out working and, you know, cleaning fence rows and digging
mm-hmm.
potatoes and taking
hauling hay.
Hauling hay. And, you know, football practice is a break from work.
Right.
You know, now, you know, with air conditioning, you know, so prevalent, you know, the kids, you know, when they get out in it for the first time in the afternoons for football, it sort of zaps them
a
little bit.
Goodness.
So it is.
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle to make sure that you're getting them acclimatized without endangering.
Right.
You know, we think we do a good job keeping an eye on them.
Good deal. Well, tell us a little bit about the expenses that are involved in running a football program.
Well, all the money that runs our football program and all athletics here at Clay County High School is generated from the gate revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of folks who are not familiar with how things work, you know, think that we get a share of the school board budget, and we do not.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay for all of our uniforms. We have to pay for all of the field maintenance. We have to pay for our bus drivers when we travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to pay uniforms. We have to pay the kids. You know, we try to get as good equipment as we can get for them, their mm-hmm. shoes and things, top-of-the-line helmets. We have to pay for the officials. We have to pay fees to the TSSAA for catastrophic insurance. You know, our budget can run anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000 a year, and that's just for the, you know, with the 30 kids that we have out.
Right.
Larger programs, you know, I've worked at schools that's had budgets of $60,000 to $80,000 trying to get it, and like I said, it all usually comes through the generosity of the community and the gate receipts, because, you know, we don't use any taxpayer dollars.
Right. You know, I can remember back in the day being part of the football booster club, and we were just raising money and working hard, and then so proud because we had all this money ahead, and then we had to refurbish the helmets.
Right.
That one cost alone.
Well, the helmets, because of the concussion issues, the helmet
mm-hmm.
prices have skyrocketed.
I'm sure.
Right now, a basic helmet is running anywhere in the $200 range.
Wow.
And you can, you know, if you've got the money, you can spend upwards of $600 or $700 a helmet for some of the electronic devices implanted with them to let you know when the leak. Then, of course, those are college helmets and things, but, you know, at the high school level, a good helmet runs between $200 and $300.
Wow.
And we have to have them cleaned and retested every two seasons to make sure there's no cracks or defects in the
mm-hmm.
shell.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually runs us between $20 and $40 a helmet every year. So mm-hmm. the initial cost of a helmet is $200, and over the course of its lifetime, it's going to cost us between $30 and $40 five times.
Right.
So, you know, we're looking at $400 per helmet every 10 years.
Right. And I can say from experience, too, those helmets, you know, you don't think about things like they're sweating profusely
right.
in those helmets. And hauling these boys back and forth and them tossing their uniforms in the back of the car, I mean, it was all we could do to ride home with the smell, you know. And you pick up just that one thing, just the helmet, and you think, well, this isn't going to be so bad, but I know their pants are going to stink and their jerseys are going to stink and all that other stuff's going to smell horrible. Then you pick up the helmet, and it is just as bad.
Well, we keep the sanitation wipes, and we try to keep the boys to wipe their own helmets down on the
right.
inside and clean them up a little bit. Some of them have cloth liners these days, and you can take those out and throw them in the wash every.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the higher end helmets, the $300 helmets.
Yeah.
And we do have a few of those. You know, so we try to get the best equipment we can for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder pads are the same way, and we try to send those off every year too to have them sanitized and cleaned, dry
mm-hmm.
cleaned. And the cost of that's, you know, between $15 to $20 a shoulder pad.
Yeah.
So, you know, it runs us anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000 every 2 years to clean and sanitize everything,
right.
along with the initial cost of it. And then the
mm-hmm.
initial cost of shoulder pad is between $100 and $200, depending on, you know, the size
mm-hmm.
and the style you get. And, you know, some of your older kids who are the bigger hitters need those more expensive pads. and you know, with some of the smaller kids who are not into the collisions as much, but will grow into them. So,
right.
Like I said, every year we try to go out 3 or 4 good set of shoulder pads and make sure that our bigger, stronger kids are getting the bulk of the playing time and the collisions have got the top of the line equipment.
Absolutely, and again, that is just the equipment.
That's just
the equipment. And you mentioned the preparation of the field and all of the other things that go along with it, paying the officials, that's just one little bitty piece.
Let's talk about the field. That's a source of pride, I think, within the community here.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Strong.
Beautiful.
You know, we 8 or 9 years ago down here the last time, you know, we got all the clover out of it and got the Bermuda stand up. And when I left, Coach Strong has done a great job keeping it up and containing it. But, you know, a Bermuda field like that takes 150 pounds of fertilizer a month. It takes mowing every 48 to 72 hours to keep it where it's nice and pristine. You know, we'll put 80 to 100 tons of sand on it every 2 or 3 years to try to level up some of the ruts and things that's coming.
Right.
And a lot of people think, well, why do you do that? Just so it's just grass. Well, it's not just grass. It's the
protection.
Surface. It's the surface that your kids are going to get hit. And if we got that good surface of grass, those helmet whips, you know, they're going to be less likely to cause the concussion. The ground gives a little more to so the ankle's not caught up underneath them or the knee's not caught up underneath them. So it's more of a safety issue than it is a pristine issue.
Yeah.
But we still want the community to be proud of it. They want to come down there. Even though we're a poor rural community, you know, our facilities match up with anybody's.
They
and we're
do.
Proud of that.
They do. We are proud of that. And that field is something to be proud of. It's very nice to go out and look at it.
Well, a funny story on that. When I was here in 07, 08, and we just got it up to where it needed to be, I was out there mowing it one day, and a lady pulls up in a car, and she gets out, and she's standing back over by the gate just looking, and I thought she needed something, so I stopped, and I said, ma'am, can I help you? And she said, I just want to know how come that this county can spend so much money on this artificial turf out here. I mean, how can we do this? I said, ma'am, this isn't artificial turf. This is grass. I mean, you know, and she walked out on it and stuff. I can't believe this is grass.
Uh-huh.
She said, I thought the school board had wasted all this money on artificial grass for
goodness.
These kids.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it's just hard work, ma'am. It's just that's all it is to try to make it look this way.
Well, that's an absolute testament to how nice it does look. I can remember one day coming out and after our first frost and being so upset because I said, somebody has been out and sprayed something on our grass and killed it all. I was so upset, and Doug Young made all kinds of fun. He still remembers that. You can stop any day now, Doug, but he still reminds me of that. But,
That's the good and the bad of the Bermuda. The Bermuda, the reason you use that on an athletic field is because it is a vine grass, and it entangles and twists and gets knotted up, and it gives a good solid surface.
Yeah.
If you use a seed grass, throw it out there, and it just grows up and glows in the clumps. And when you tear that out, it's gone. And the Upper Cumberland, you know, had the grass fields, and by the third game of the season, it was rutted down the middle, and it was dirt, and it was hard to get tackled on, and the uniforms got just absolutely destroyed, and it was unsafe for the kids.
And I
told the story the other day. Back, I played at York Institute back in the early 70s, and we were down here to senior year. And I told the kids I almost drowned on the field. And they said, what happened? I said, well, it was pouring the rain all day, and the old Salina High School field had the big rut right down the middle of it. It was about 2 or 3 inches deep, and water was standing in it. And I got at the bottom of the pile. It was a big pile. And literally, I mean, I came up gasping for air because my head was stuck in the mud for a while.
Yeah.
So.
And our boys knew to avoid that.
The field now over there has got a nice crown on it. It's got the Bermuda grass.
Yes.
And like I said, it's a little more expensive to upkeep, but, you know, for the safety of the kids, it's well worth it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Coach, we need to take a quick break again.
Okay.
You know, time flies when you're having fun. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with Coach Brown and more about something that's coming up for the football team, too.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey here at the old courthouse, the historical courthouse on the square in Salina. And I've been sitting here with Coach Dickie Brown. We've been talking a little about issues that are involved with maintaining and being able to have a football athletic program. And it's, you know, it's so important to our kids to have this program available to them. There's so much to be learned from sports, as well as our educational, the classroom experience and everything. We got to learn how to socialize and get along. And
well, that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, the value. Of course, everybody wants to talk about when the budget crisis come mm-hmm. up, just shut down sports, get rid of sports, get rid of sports. Well, if you've ever been to a high school reunion, the only thing they talk about is their extracurriculars.
You're right.
You know, they don't talk about what happened in math class and English class. Those are important things, but the memories they make are with their extracurriculars and doing the traveling and the practice and hearing the old, you know, Coach Brown stories, you know, 20 years from now about you know, what happened at such and such. Also, it teaches them a good work ethic, you know, teaching them to be on time. Teach them to, you know, learn how to be part of something that's greater than themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to, you know, one man can't win a game. You know, you've got to be doing things and reacting as a team and accepting losses as a team. It helps the grades because they're not eligible to play unless the grades are good. So, you know, the more kids you have involved in athletics, the better your overall school system.
Absolutely.
The better the discipline within the building because the kids know they can't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many things that some folks don't understand or realize that are so important to these kids. It's just sports. Well, it's not just sports. It's part of the culture.
Right. You got to dig a little deeper to see what everything is all about.
Well, actually, you really don't. All you have to do is be around some of the kids that play football and basketball, mm-hmm. and you'll understand what they're getting out of it. You know, the 29 kids we have on the football team right now are as good a group as I've ever worked with. Now, they're very young, but they're all respectful. I don't think I have any discipline issues looking at it coming up. You know, you always say, all right, well, I'm going to have to keep an eye on him in the classroom. Mm-hmm. I don't see any of that. You know, they work hard. They're just a super group of young men to be around.
What a blessing.
And I really think that we, you know, they'll carry that through all the way through. And it's contagious. You know, if the athletes and everybody are acting well in the building, it's a better school year.
It is. It absolutely is. And you mentioned at break how many, in comparison, how many seniors we have in class and how many freshmen, if you'd mentioned that.
Right. Well, you know, this year at Clay County High School, I think there's approximately 55 to 60 kids in the senior class.
Mm-hmm.
There's 100 incoming freshmen.
That's amazing. That is so good for our system.
And then I think there's 70 or 80 juniors and sophomores and juniors
mm-hmm.
To give us our enrollment numbers. But we only have four young men in the senior class out for football. We had a couple of kids that opted not to come back this year. They're going to concentrate on other sports. And I've only got two juniors this year because the junior classes, it's just, there's just not a lot of boys in the junior class. So this year we have 29 kids out for football, and 23 of them are freshmen and sophomores. So
wow.
There's going to be a lot of freshmen and sophomores starting and getting, playing time for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
We'll take some lumps this year, but, the future looks bright because we've got so many kids interested. Our middle school team numbers have looked good. I think they're in the 20s right now, 21, 22. But the interest is there. They had a great season last year. I think the youth groups are having record numbers this year. So things are picking up, and the interest is picking up. Mm-hmm. We just need to keep the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about gate revenue. I know that's always just it's so important, but we don't always have the gate revenue that we need to help supplement, to help pay for, offset some of the costs.
And again, I know it's a problem everywhere you go, but you have
a tough economy.
Well, it's a tough economy, and you have a lot of people that just don't understand why they don't get into the games free.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of passes that we give. We let our youth groups in free because we want them to be part of our program.
Right.
A lot of the school employees get in free. When you get into a small rural community like this, it really cuts into the gate, but, they need to come free. The problem we've had the last 2 years is last year before I got here, the former coach opted to change the contracts a little bit, and we only had three home games.
Oh, that hurt.
That hurt tremendously. We were supposed to have four. They had six the previous year, and sometimes you get, when you do your two-year contract deals and you can't make it work out 5-5, you do the 6-4 split and have four home games the next year. And in 2 years it works out.
Right.
And last year was supposed to be their four-game season. And they opted to drop a team that was not in the TSSAA and pick up Gordonsville, but they agreed to go to Gordonsville.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we only got about $800 or $900 from the gate of that, our share of the gate, and they kept all the concessions and everything. So it's a horrible deal for us. And this year we've got five home games, but most of our home games are on the back end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's not good with that cloud threatening hanging over.
Yeah, of course, there's the threat of schools having to close down there in early October, and there is the threat that we could lose, one or two or all three of those last home games.
Uh-huh.
Worst case scenario, and we lose those last three home games, we will cut the high school football revenue in half over the two-year period off the meager budget we had. So, we're really scrambling to try to raise money.
Right.
Best case scenario is things will work out,
and
we'll get all three of those games, and I don't want to get into the politics of it. I can see the reasoning on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Both groups are just good people trying to do the best they can with the situation they've got. There's no fault here, and like I said, it's not. I'm not an elected commissioner, so I don't know what's going on there. I'm not an elected school board person. I'm the football coach, so I'm going to worry about the things I can control, and that's our football team and trying to get ready and let the folks that have all the information and are elected to do their jobs and live with what they decide.
Right. And it's a tough decision. I'd hate to be sitting in their seat right now.
Right. Both sides have tough decisions
to
be made, and they're going to make the best interest of the kids. And again, we will live but whatever they do. If they tell us we can't have those three games, we'll just do what we can to raise money and go on knowing they're doing what they can for the best interest of the entire county, not just the school system.
Absolutely. I know that's going to affect, too, every year we have a homecoming, a football homecoming, and that's a big deal for the kids. And that's going to be hard, I guess, to figure out when that's going to happen.
No, we've already set that.
Oh, you have set that?
Yeah, well, when the school board and the director gave us the deadlines about when things were going to happen, we went ahead and moved homecoming up to that Friday. So, right now the deadline is October the 9th. That's Friday. So we've got Joe Burns coming in that night, so we just went ahead and made Joe Burns homecoming. That way the kids can have their homecoming activities. We don't want to cut them out of anything.
Right.
So homecoming will go on, and we'll get that in if nothing else.
Good deal. So October the 9th, everybody out there, if you're listening, that's when homecoming is going to happen. Tell us a little about the Booster Club role in all of this, in helping to support the football program.
Well, the parent group, the Touchdown Club, they do the sign sales and they do the program sales every year. And the money raised there is to give the things, the little extras that we can't afford to with our budget. You know, they'll feed the kids. They do a great job feeding the kids before and after football games. They do a great job, T-shirts and shorts and the little extra things that again, we can't give them. You know, they help out with just wherever we need them to help out. And, you know, right now I think that they've been going through between, you know, $6,000 and $8,000 a year to try to help us to offset these costs.
Right.
And some people think, well, that's a lot of money, but, you know, when you're talking about when you talk about taking 30 football players, and then, you know, you'll have the three or four coaches and you'll have a couple of water girls. So, you know, you're talking about 36 to 40 people that you have to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you take them to McDonald's, you know, a value meal is $6 or $7.
Exactly.
So when you multiply that by 40, you know, it's taking a couple of $300 every time you sit down to eat, to feed those kids.
Right. Right.
And if you're trying to do it before the game, on the road, you know, like this year we'll be going to Zion Christian because, you know, that's down in Columbia. That's about a 130-mile trip.
Yeah.
Far to play a game like that? Well, because TSSAA put us in a region with eight teams that out of our hands as to what open dates we had. And it was either go to Mount Zion Christian or play somebody like Cookeville or somebody who's just right.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that had the open date. So we've tried to find a school in comparable size and travel a little farther just so our kids will have a chance to compete.
To compete, exactly.
But, you know, we're going to have to leave a little early there. So we'll have to feed the kids a pregame meal on the road, which will be, you know, $200 or $300, $400.
Mm-hmm.
And after the ball game, we'll have to feed them again. So that one trip right there will probably hit us for about $800 to try to feed the kids.
That's right. You know, I know they're always hungry after school's out before the game, but, man, are they're ravishing hungry after the game.
After the game, we're going to try to limit them. We don't say, okay, you can only have this or this. I mean, we want them to get what they want within reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to buy them four value meals, but,
right,
you know, hey, you know, whatever's on the menu, you know, within reason, you know, just go ahead and we'll take care of it.
Right.
And then if we got a little extra money, you can have a milkshake or dessert, and, you know, we'll head on out.
Top it off.
We'll top it off. But like I said, we're very watchful of our dollars and cents.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now the big need is, you know, because of this new region they've put a place to send, we're having to travel to Nashville Christian. Private school down in Nashville. We're having to travel to Middle Tennessee Christian, private school in Murfreesboro. We're having to travel to Gordonsville. We're having to travel to Mount Zion Christian, which is a private school, you know, down in Columbia. A lot of travel expenses.
A lot of travel expenses.
But also, you know, those are private schools that are doing a little recruiting.
Right,
you know,
and,
you know, right now, Middle Tennessee Christian, they've got a player last year signed with LSU as a lineman.
Oh, me.
And this year, they have the number one prospect in the state, and he's committed to the University of Tennessee at linebacker running back.
My
at
goodness.
6'3", 215, or 220. You know, our kids got their work cut out for them. We're excited to see that type of competition because, you know, 10 years from now, they can maybe see a kid like that playing in the NFL and say, I tackled him.
Right. You know, I took him down.
Right. We've got the opportunity to be excited. You know, we're excited about playing that type of competition, but we understand we're going to have to kick our game up a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, right now, priority one is the weight room. You know, we can't ask the school board for funds for the weight room. Now, that's just got to come out of our budget. So, you know, we're having a fundraiser this Saturday night, a booster club, touchdown club, barbecue and auction. And we're hoping to get, you know, raise $3,000 or $4,000 to go toward a new weight room and upgrading everything like that to try to get these kids physically capable of competing. I mean, you know, we're not going to be afraid of them, but we have to prepare to compete.
Got to get those muscles.
We got to prepare to compete if we're going to play.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, this Saturday night at 6:00, we're going to have a barbecue supper, $6. I think we're serving barbecue shoulder and a couple of sides and some bread and a dessert and a drink. You know, $6. You know, we're trying to keep the cost down there to get folks to come on in.
Right.
We didn't know, you know, we've never done this before, so we're not sure exactly how many we had to prepare for. So we went ahead and we're preparing for 150 to feed 150.
Okay, we need 150 people out there to come to this.
So at least. If you're wanting to eat, you need to get there early because, you know, we may have a lot of barbecue left over. We may run out. We're not sure.
We're going to run out.
This is the first time we're doing this, so, you know, we're going to set the mark at 150, and we'll know next year whether we need to order more or less.
Right.
Hopefully more.
Well, we need to take another quick break.
Okay.
Time's flying, and then we're going to talk more about the fundraiser that's coming up this Saturday when we come back. Break for our sponsors now.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Time to fly on this rainy Thursday. Got Coach Brown, been sitting here with Coach Brown, the Clay County High School football coach, and we've been talking about the program, the players, the games, and expenses involved. And right now we're on the fundraiser that's scheduled for this Saturday. Coach Brown, I'll let you take it off again and tell us about the fundraiser that's going on.
Well, like I said, we're trying to raise funds for to upgrade our weight room. We want as much as we can, but, you know, it's going to take a few $1,000s to really get in and get the weight equipment, metals, you know, fairly expensive these days as everything else is. So we're trying to try something new rather than sending the kids out, and I know that it's necessary for a lot of folks to do, but I really don't like to ask our kids to go out and sell things and let the money go outside the county.
Mm-hmm.
When you sell candies and cookie doughs and that type mm-hmm. of thing, 50% of the profit leaves to the company. And I'd like to cut that, and I know that people get tired of having people come, you know, at $10 for $2 worth of candy or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And I understand
cookies.
That. Cookies, I understand that. But I know that some other programs opt to do that, and that's what they have to do. But, mm-hmm. you know, we feel like this right here, the donations are local, and all the money stays local. So 100% of the profit that we make Friday night or Saturday night goes directly into our football program. None of it would be leaving the county. It's all, you know, most of it are local goods and services that mm-hmm. have been donated. So this is a Clay County fundraiser by
Very
Clay
good.
County. It's for Clay Countyans, mm-hmm. and the money, all 100% of the money goes to the kids. So, mm-hmm. you know, we think it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
The barbecue that we're having is I think Del Hollow Barbecue is doing the barbecue for us. I think some of the flyers originally had said chili, but we opted to go back to the barbecue.
So, we did notice some of the flyers did say chili, so
Right. We opted because we think the barbecue's a little more seasonal.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not sure who's doing the barbecue at this point. You know, I may be mistaken on
well,
that.
Well, we got so many actually and similar names, and it's
right. I just somebody else is setting that up. So
exactly.
You know, we've got one of the locals doing the barbecue. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
And
good
when,
deal.
When I'm sure about it, we'll. But coming back to some of the items we've got, you know, we don't have a 200 or 300 list item. I think right now we're working in the 60 to 70 items all together.
Well, that's a pretty good time span, actually. It could take a long time.
Well, we're going to have some of the smaller items, some of the gift certificates and that type of thing set up on silent auctions around the room.
Okay.
And we'll do some of the bigger items and up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, some of the bigger items that we've got, we have a Kimball console piano that's been donated.
Wow.
It's a very nice piano.
Uh-huh.
Walnut cabinet, walnut furniture. You know, it is a quality piece of furniture.
Wow.
And hopefully we got some folks that can play piano. And
absolutely. You know what? This town, this county is so musically inclined with the voice and with the fingers. You know, we've got so many musicians.
Well,
we've
got a nice piano, if anybody would be interested.
Right.
I even told someone, as nice as the cabinetry is, even if you didn't want the piano, there's all kinds of things that you could do with it anymore. You know, people, you know, repurposing things.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things you can make out of it because of the wood. The cabinet is such a nice piece of furniture.
Yeah.
But the piano is in tune. I mean, it's not like it's not a playable piano. The pianos were tuned in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds fine. It sounds great. They got the stool with it. So, you know, that item, we're you know, the value of it depends on where you look online. Anywhere between $400 and $1,000 for a piano of its stature.
Well, maybe we could have somebody come up there and play that piano.
We'll have
just
somebody
before,
come up there and
let
everybody know
show
that it does
what it's
play.
All about.
We've got an elliptical exercise mm-hmm. piece of equipment.
We can all use that.
Yeah, but it's a nice piece of equipment. We've got a leather office chair that's in really nice shape.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really nice cedar picnic table, picnic table and benches that was made by one of the local gentlemen by the name of Bob Boslaw.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Bob made
mm-hmm.
that.
He does
donated
good work.
To us, and you know that's a really nice piece of furniture.
Yes.
We've got three of the local marinas have donated pontoon rentals for the day for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Willow Grove has donated one. Dale Hollow Marina has donated one. They've donated a double decker with a slide off the top, so it's a nice big party one, and we'll make sure that everybody understands. You know that's a step up from
that's right.
Right. So
and there's plenty of season left.
Plenty of season left, and depending on which one it is, some of them run through the rental can be as good for up through next May.
Uh-huh.
So maybe
good
do it
deal.
In the spring if you can't get out this
yeah.
fall. We'll let you know when we get ready to auction those what the time restraints on it
okay.
are and what the you know mm-hmm. of course you'll have to pay for the gas for it,
mm-hmm.
but the 24-hour rental on it is free. We've got a couple of Titans coats. And
cool.
all cloth goods that we have are brand new with tags on. We
mm-hmm.
don't we don't have any used clothing to, you know for sale. This is all new stuff. Got a nice heavy Titans reversible coat. Got a nice lightweight Titans jacket for sale. Both of them, like I said, got the tags to them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got football helmets, game helmets. Some of these helmets that have been retired
mm-hmm.
because we can't use them after 10 years that are still in great shape. You know, we've polished up and we've put the helmet emblems on them so it is an actual game helmet. We got three or four of those, and we've used some of the past stickers. So we've got stickers from this season's helmets on one, and we've got stickers from 4 or 5 years ago on
mm-hmm.
one. So depending on when you play, we might
yeah,
have the helmet to match up
right.
with. We've got a Harbor Freight ceiling fan. It's, you know, approximate value, about $100.
Mm-hmm.
Nice piece of furniture. We have had a gentleman in Cookeville who's a good friend of mine who's donated us a diamond ring.
I saw that.
And we will hopefully we'll get a couple of pictures on that on Facebook and some
yes.
of the spots to let
be
the
looking.
Folks know. That's approximate value of $400.
It's a beautiful ring.
Right.
He brought it in this morning and showed it to us. It is a beautiful cluster, and it's a diamond pattern, and it's beautiful. It's a yellow gold metal with diamonds all over it. So you ladies out there, you gentlemen too, if you got a birthday coming up or an anniversary, this is the prime time to come to this auction. Get it.
and we'll have that available, anyone who wants to look at it. And we're not going to have that sitting on our table anywhere,
right.
But we'll have it, and when we get ready to auction, we'll pass it around and let folks look at it, know what they're dealing on, and know it's a nice piece of jewelry. We have a acoustic guitar and case that's been donated. And then from there, we go into all kinds of things. The Bertha's up here, the convenience store, has donated five coupons for pizzas and car washes that mm-hmm. we're going to bundle together. And, you know, for one price, you get pizza, car wash, and a T-shirt.
Cool.
We've got ice cream cakes from – we have five ice cream cakes donated from Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Those were $20 a piece cakes
right.
that we're going to, you know, auction off. Hopefully, you know, if you had a big party, you can buy three or four of them.
Definitely.
And then we'll have some cloth goods from Dairy Queen. They have some pullovers, things to go with
okay.
that. And we have a $50 gift certificate from Dairy Queen
very
to go
good.
Along with. So
Dairy Frank Queen, is such a good
yeah,
guy.
He did a great job for us there.
Uh-huh.
We've got a meat grinder. I know we've got a lot of hunters in the area, but we've got a meat grinder of about a $35 value that's, you know, in the box to process deer or whatever
mm-hmm.
whatever you need to process.
Wild boar nowadays.
We've got tons of but we had a Salina Lumber donated a brand new grill and bag of charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
I think the approximate value of that was $150.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of folks are interested in that because it is a nice quality you know, barrel style
right.
a charcoal grill and smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that. You know, we've several of the areas that you know, some of the local restaurants. I know the Los Primos has donated a free lunch coupon. I don't have my complete list here
right.
with me, but like I said, we've just got you know, lots of things out there to go. We're going to have we've got about 15 or 20 of the old Salina High School game jerseys that we found in a box.
Oh,
they're in absolute condition.
Those are going to be priceless.
And we're going to put those up, and we're not going to we're probably not going to auction those off. We'll have those at a table over there to sell.
Oh, okay.
And let the folks it won't be a silent auction. I'm going to have a couple of the football boys sitting there, and we're going to sell those jerseys and the jerseys that we just retired. We bought new jerseys last year
uh-huh.
because, you know, football really tears the shoulders up on them.
Yes,
so
it does.
We go through jerseys every 2 or 3 years. So we've got the set from the past 4 or 5 seasons with the Bulldog on the shoulder. We've got about 40 of those on each one, both white and black. And then we've got a set of the like I said, it says Salina across the chest, the black and the gold,
mm-hmm.
and the white and the gold jerseys. But we got about maybe 15 or 20 of each color.
Those are the old ones.
They are the old school. So, you know, we'll have those sitting over there. I think we're going to try to just sell those $10 a piece.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to come over and find their number, we got a list of the numbers.
Yeah, you
just
old guys better get in there quick.
They can go through and see if their number is available there
uh-huh.
and give them something to wear on Friday nights to the ball game.
You might have to stretch it out a little bit, but maybe not.
We've got several of the helmet stickers that make good stickers for the back of your car window and things like that.
Yeah.
Just the CCs and the Bulldogs and things. You know, I think I've got maybe 20 or 30 of those we're going to be having for a couple of dollars a piece.
Right.
So you can get something to decorate your car up with, get the jersey to wear to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we're going to have a really nice time.
Very good.
Like I said, we just got tons of things to do, and we're also raffling off a 55-inch Toshiba color television set.
Okay.
And
it's a flat screen, right?
It's a flat mm-hmm. screen, 55-inch. We'll have it set up that night and playing so everybody can, you know, see the quality of the picture
mm-hmm.
on it. We've been selling raffle tickets on that for $1. And we'll have a table set up there that night that anybody who hadn't had a chance can put money on it then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have a 30-30 Marlin hunting rifle with scope that we're raffling off at $1 a chance, and we have we'll have a table set up there for that.
Again, for the hunters and the competition shooters. Now we've got shooters clubs out there thing.
It's a used rifle, but it's a nice mm-hmm. rifle. But the rifle's not on grounds. We can't show it to anyone because mm-hmm. the school property. We're not going to bring anything on that. That gun is located in the gun shop in Cookeville, where we mm-hmm. got it from.
Okay.
And
we'll have pictures.
Right. We have pictures, and we anyone who wins that, you have to be 18 years of age, and you must be able to pass the background check when you go up to get it. But we've paid for the background check, so all they have to do is go in and verify their age and everything and clear the background check with no felonies. And the gun will be signed over to them. So it will be registered. Everything is where it needs to be on the gun. It just won't be on grounds because, you know, we won't bring firearms on school grounds. But, you know, like I said, we're hoping that between the auction, between the raffle, and we'll give those away at the end of the night. Of course, obviously, you know, something like this, we'll have tons of baked goods. I've got, I've had apple stack cakes there, and we'll have fried pies. German chocolate cake, homemade pie cake will be there. Again, just the list will go on. I'm not sure if everything will be in there because I've had some things promised, and you know, we'll see if they show up that night. But like I said, we're hoping to have between, you know, 60 and 80 items to auction off that night, plus the jerseys and everything, plus the television giveaway and the and the gun. Plus the food. So like I said, we hopefully it'll be a nice two-hour event, two- or three-hour event, and everybody will come out and enjoy us. And if you don't get there early and you don't get any barbecue, we apologize now. But we've only got, we've only 150 that we've made just to make sure that we didn't have so much barbecue left over. So we just, this is the first time event. You know, we'll do better with it next year if it's as successful as we hope it's going to be.
Yeah, wonderful. It all sounds like a good evening out. Everybody needs to mark that on your calendar right now. Don't forget, it's this Saturday night. So that's
the
2 days.
I think it's the 8th.
Correct. And the picture of the ring has been posted.
Good deal. So you ladies and you gentlemen that maybe need to get back in good favors or whatever, you know, if you've got an anniversary coming up or a birthday or something, or you want to get your mom a special present, then look at that ring that's on Facebook. It's on the downtown
Shop Historic Downtown Salina. And I also posted it over on the other, on the Touchdown Club.
Okay. And we can probably stick that on the Chamber page, too.
Yes, we can do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I didn't mean to keep you this long, but I'm really glad you did because we covered a lot of information.
Well, we'll stay as long as we can to promote the kids and
absolutely
try to make sure that we got the money to make sure that they travel in style. And you know, if you're going to do this, you know, if the kids are going to be involved, you know, we need to make sure that they get the best equipment possible.
Without a doubt. They've got to have good equipment. You know, you hear about it every day, and we're going to do what we can to make it right.
All right. Well, I hope we see everybody out there Saturday night.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you so much, and it's time for another break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave a person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I guess we need to announce the birthdays real quick and then probably draw a name out. We have got, I don't know, about 20 or so birthdays. For the first one, on July the 31st, I want to say happy birthday to Derek Scott, and that comes in from Paula, his mom. And also on July the 31st is happy birthday to Ellie Ogletree.
And that was a message sent in from Mom and Dad, and Lene, who is Lene and Craig Ogletree. On August the 1st, happy birthday to Cherokee Hope Upton. She was 12 years old, and that's from coming in from Grandma Maggie Upton and from Dorothy Burchett. And happy birthday also on August the 1st to William Strong from Brooke Roberts Burchett. On August the 2nd, a big happy birthday to Miss Debbie Rich, and that's called in from Chastity Bowles. Also on August 2nd, happy birthday, 72 years, to Mr. Sonny Collins, and that is a message sent in from Daryl Collins. And also on August the 2nd, happy birthday, 44 years, to Jason Upton. That is a message in from from his mom and dad, Maggie and Richard Upton. And then on August the 3rd, happy 16th birthday to Rhett Bowles from Nana, Poppy, and Blake. And also on August the 3rd, happy birthday, 28th birthday to Chris Scott. That's a call-in from his mom, Tina Daniels Collins, and Christian. Also on August the 3rd is happy birthday to Donald Scott, called in from Judy. And happy birthday to Brandon Boone on August the 3rd. That was a call-in that didn't leave her name, but happy birthday to Brandon, our sheriff. And on August the 4th, happy 6th birthday to Alyssa Phillips. That is the daughter of Michael and Brooke Allred Phillips. And that was, I think that was Tiffany that called that in. And also on August the 4th, happy birthday, 10 years old, Caden Pennington. That is from Mimi, Chrissy Adams Bowles. And also on August the 4th, we've got a happy birthday to Deanna Donaldson Pulio. And she was, I've got down 39 years old, and that is from her family. On August the 5th, happy birthday, Debbie West. And that's a call-in from Suzanne Smith. And then August the 6th, got several on August the 6th, which is today. So we're going to say happy birthday today to Mickey Webb from Joy Brown Roten. Also today, happy birthday to Dylan King. That's from Mom and Dad, Chris and Christy. And then on happy birthday to Kendall Woods. She is 3 years old today. That's a call-in from Donald and Carol Sue Collins. And happy birthday to Brandon Bowles. He's 13 years old today. And that comes in from his mom, Shannon Green Bowles. And then happy birthday to Eddie Elam, and that's called in from Kim, Ted, and Selena, and they said, we love you. And then our last birthday is Larry Denton, and I didn't get a name on that one either, but that was a call-in also. So happy birthday, Larry. Happy birthday to all you guys today. And then I have asked Kathy if she would pull out a name for me, and we have got congratulations out to Mickey Webb, and that was today. So Mickey's today, and that was called in from Joy Brown Roten. So Joy, you can let Mickey know that he was the winner of the birthday cake today. You can pick up your your certificate for the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today, just any minute now. We'll be taking it over there. And, we had actually a lot more stuff that we were going to go over, but it was so important to get all of that information out about the football team and especially the fundraiser. Don't forget to come and support our local Clay County High School football team this Saturday night, starting at
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. I couldn't remember exactly
for sure. 6 o'clock.
So we want everybody to come out and help support the football team and help to increase their funds so that they can do all that they need to do. And Kathy is going to be back with me, I hope, next week. And
I certainly will. We have a lot to do, but I've enjoyed being here today. I've learned a lot about the football team and the Touchdown Club.
Absolutely. And we can we've got a lot of information coming up in the next couple of weeks. Well, the next couple of months, actually, that we need to get out there so that you guys can come and participate in all of the events, all the programs, all the activities that we are going to have going on.
We literally have event after event the next few months.
So be ready and tune in next Thursday morning, 9 to 10, for the Clay County Corner. And for now, I'm going to say goodbye. Don't forget to keep your military in your prayers every day. Thank you, and have a good day today.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.